today's guests, Devin Newsom, as well as George Dunn. Musical guests, the Sandpaper Quartet, and your hosts, Mike Calhoun. Hello and welcome aboard. Man, I'm really loud. Am I supposed to be that loud? Well, we'll deal with it. Deal with it, listener. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm not asking you guys.
Oh, dang.
I'm talking to the listeners still.
We're listening.
It's fine. Yeah, you guys are technically listeners because you're listening now. You're not even listening now, George? Or we'll get to you in a second. Welcome to the Unbelievables. It's more like unbelievable. Well, no, there's three of us, so it's still plural.
Well, there's four. I'm Johnny.
Get out of here.
I am Johnny.
We are absent Johnny today. Yeah. All right, now that we've lost half the listeners, now the good half is here. Listen to me, guys. He'll be back later. It's an early morning. He was busy. It is really an early morning. It's nice, and we can hear the birds chirping outside the submarine, even though we're about 20,000 feet deep.
Water birds.
The ocean birds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like seagulls?
Stingrays,
you would say.
The birds of the ocean.
Oh, man. We'll introduce both of these voices in just a moment. What was I going to say? I wasn't going to say a damn thing. Oh, yeah, it's early morning. I'm doing my best impression of Doc Brown. You can't see it, but my hair is doing a great impression of Doc Brown. And I wanted to ask my two guests, who are very special to me, George and Devin, the hosts of the Second Shot Podcast.
What's that?
Tell me, what do you think of Back to the Future?
I have a lot of opinions.
Yeah, that's why I asked. See, I know this. First of all, a little backstory to your podcast. Second Shot is meant to be an opportunity for the both of you to give things, any sort of thing, a second shot. Something that I'm assuming you gave a first shot and were like, no,
usually,
thank you.
We just did an episode on non-monogamy, which, I mean, I kind of experienced, but not
oh,
really.
Oh, no.
Devin's in a relationship. When we booked it, I was in a relationship. So we weren't able to go back and give that a second shot. I mean, I've been sleeping around, so I guess that kind of counts.
Oh, Jesus. Well,
that's how you got all those guest sores.
The guest obviously had to have had some experience, or like they're trying to convince you guys to try it.
More the listener, more society. I think that one was.
That was John Dick Winters.
Yeah, John Dick Winters from Pittsburgh came on, and he wanted to. He thinks monogamy is a terrible social construct and should not be practiced.
Well, I don't think he was that harsh. I don't think he was.
Well,
like,
he says not for everybody.
Yeah, he said it's just not it for wasn't everybody. For him. Yeah. And
did he say the
natural
word social construct though?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. What is he? Okay, I'm going to ask you, and you're going to do your best to embody his opinion. What does he
speak
think
for him too much? I'm like uncomfortable. I don't know him that well.
What do you think his opinion would be, or what do you think his response would be to like other species of mammal having monogamy?
There's
like
very
penguins.
Few.
Yeah, penguins, swans, mostly birds.
Are penguins mammals?
No. Did I say mammals? Species of animal. Other species
of animals. Seabirds.
From where I'm standing, because I'm pretty pro non-monogamy for the most part, I would say there's very few animals that are monogamous.
True.
Naturally monogamous. I mean, it's all teach their own kind of thing. Like, some animals mate for life, some don't. You know, like, he came on and he said, like, you know, you can love one person, end up breaking up, and then fall in love with somebody else, which kind of proves that you don't just love one person. There's no just one person.
Oh, yeah.
For
well,
everybody.
I think that's, like, that's storybook stuff anyway. I'm sure old people believe that sort of thing, you know, like the soulmate idea. Right. You know, like that's just like kid stuff.
It seemed like it was more of a natural, like, well, we're all gonna die pretty soon. We gotta
we gotta
build the house and like
build a house. I like that. All right, cool. Well, obviously, that's the latest episode, so everyone... Well, everyone that's listening...
The latest episode is actually Steven Universe with my brother.
Yes, I did see that. Yes. But yeah, you guys did complete the John Dick Winters one before that one. Yeah. Steven Universe, that's interesting. But I don't want to talk about Steven Universe. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about Back to the Future. I want to talk about sex. No, let's talk about Back to the Future here. First, with Devin.
Okay.
Tell me the year that you first saw Back to the Future.
I first saw Back to the Future back in 2087.
Go back to the past.
And I was about...
Good year.
I was about 6 years old.
It's a great blimp.
I think my mom showed it to me. And I remember being, like, enthralled and kind of whacked out by Doc Brown. Instantly, I was like, this guy's crazy, and I love it.
And, yeah, he's obviously meant to be crazy in that show.
I don't know. Like, time travel.
Why is that guy shaking? That might have been.
Yeah.
I like that you guys thought I was talking about Doc Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Not like in the Parkinson's. Oh, no.
I was about to bring it back to be like, and now
I usually
they've switched roles.
Michael J. Fox, Parkinson's shows.
That was my Michael J. Fox
impression. I'm not proud of myself.
Marty. You know, he says Marty sometimes.
He says his own name.
That's my name. He says his own fictional name.
Duh, I'm a ghost.
My favorite Back to the
Future. Oh, no. You ever think those really, yeah, those really spooky ghosts just, you know, were ghosts that had Parkinson's? Ooh.
Only people with Parkinson's turn into ghosts.
Well, Michael J. Fox, they're looking forward to it.
They die, but they shake so much their body just starts to create some like time remnant
out of it.
It's like our version of Force Ghosts or the Flash. He becomes intangible. Oh no! I'm sorry, Parkinson's listeners, but it's okay. They were probably all Johnny's listeners, and they're gone. George, gather your opinions and bring them to me.
I don't love Back to the Future.
What?
Why am I not surprised?
I like it. I like it. I own all three of them. No, I don't love anything. Oh. I'm wearing a Fast and the Furious shirt, but no.
That's one step above my fandom. I don't own any of them, which is a shame.
You're crazy.
I know.
I still haven't bought the new one. It's not very good, though. So, I'm talking about Fast and Furious. My bad. I misunderstood.
Those movies,
I misunderstood.
Most of them I do own. Yes.
Yeah, I bought. There was like a sale on Blu-ray for like $15 for all three of them. So I'm like, cool.
For the listener, he's giving a very passive aggressive wave of the hand. He's like, some trash I saw on a garage sale from some old bitch.
In fairness, I did not grow up watching them. Okay. I watched the first one probably when I was like 15 or 16.
Okay,
so it wasn't,
that's excusable.
It wasn't like a kid.
They were made in 85.
But I lumped it in, like, I considered Back to the Future part of the big three, which is Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
And of the three, I think it's the weakest.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, Star Wars is number one. Fair. Indiana Jones is impeccable, that first movie, at least.
Absolutely.
And, I don't know, Back to the Future, it's fun. I like Zemeckis, but it's far from something I'm like, oh, I want to watch Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. Like, I've watched all three of them. I don't like 2. I don't get why people like Back to the Future Part 2. I really don't.
Back to the Future Part 2.
We're living 2.
Now, before I tell you what I think about that, tell me what you think about 3.
I like 3. It's fun.
You like 3 over 2?
Slightly. I mean, it's not great. Like, I mean, it's not
of
like...
Of course. Keep that caveat.
But
none of them are great, but...
At least it's different. Like, the second one, like, it was tongue-in-cheek, I guess, and maybe a little meta, mm-hmm. but, like, half the movie was just repeating the first movie. I mean, intentionally, but, like, and, I mean, the third one does the same thing, but at least it's, like, the Old West. I don't know. Like,
it
was a little bit more fun.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit of a change.
The whole conceit of, like, Marty getting upset by being called a chicken in the second movie came out of nowhere. Like, and it was just like this,
but
hey, we need a reason for him to fly off the handle and cause issues. Like...
Time travel like
being
causes
called
a lot of stress.
Chicken.
Yeah, it's a side effect of time travel. You just become really petty. What about you, Devin? What were your opinions on these sequels? Did you see the sequel?
I have seen the sequels. Okay. I like all three of them. I like 3 because what's her face? I really am a big fan of
Kathy Keener.
She's the local lady that Marty.
Yes.
Falls in love with, right?
No, that's Doc Brown falls in love.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, they're just, it was one of those things, like, where it got really, I think I saw them before I saw Star Wars.
Oh,
really?
So it was like the thing that kind of got me into sci-fi. So I like have an attachment.
It's weird considering those movies sci-fi when it's clearly sci-fi. It's sci-fi comedy.
Yeah,
but I always just not based in space. Your mind doesn't just go to sci-fi.
Yeah, like or I mean, like
in a sense, Indiana Jones is too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, would it be sci-fi or would it just be
the first three are all religious, religious crazy magic stuff? But I mean, the fourth one goes to true sci-fi.
Truly,
like aliens and shit.
Yeah,
I mean, it's got magic, so I mean, maybe not sci-fi, but I don't know. What would you consider the Ark of the Covenant?
I mean, magic.
That's what I told people when people's main takeaway from the fourth one was like aliens, man. I'm like, dude, the first one was ghosts from Yahweh. Where they open this magic box and they're all wearing goofy hats and then they're come on, man. Yeah. Like
magic and science are like pretty much always been tied together though.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, Thor.
I mean, yeah.
Thank you, Thor.
It's just the Asgardians helping us out, man.
That, you remember that in Thor, that misattributed quote to, I think it was Einstein, where they're like, magic is just science we don't understand yet.
Yeah.
And they're like, Einstein said that. He's like, no, he didn't. He did not say that at all.
I totally, see, the thing is, though, I totally believe that someone said that about Einstein. I'm sure that's been said.
Well, it's Natalie Portman says that in Thor.
Oh, God damn it.
I thought it was Plato that said that
about Einstein. All of those old men that they, people just attribute quotes to. Well, now that we've gotten Back to the Future out of the way, because that was pressing. That was a pressing matter. I needed to get that.
If anyone wants to come on for Back to the Future on the podcast, please email us at secondshotpod@gmail.com.
Which is great because it now ties into my next question, which is, it's not a question at all. Tell me about your podcast. I gave a brief description of it. But, I mean, if listeners haven't heard it, which is a shame.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you going to hear that low-quality audio of us talking?
Yeah, that's the first thing, because I've been on your guys' show, and we recorded in a kitchen, if you guys don't mind. Well, no, it was more of a living room. In a dining room.
Yeah.
A lot of wood, so it was a lot of echoes.
That was my ex-girlfriend's room. It was very echoey.
It was a little echoey,
I also don't know how to work a mixer, so...
Who put you in charge of the mixer then?
Me. It's not like Devin's going to do it.
Why not, Devin?
I'm mixed. I can mix.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You want to mix?
Not really.
See?
I'll do it, but I don't want to.
I'll put you in charge of it.
Who really wants to? I could figure it out. Okay. Now that you did all the heavy lifting.
Here's my first suggestion. Find
27
a room.
Episodes later.
My first suggestion for mixing would just find a room with cushions in it. That would help.
We did have cat cushions in that room.
We did. Yeah. And those cat cushions were pretty rad. Say that.
I miss those.
All right. Enough of the hubbub. Give me the rundown of this podcast. Yes. And then I have a very pressing question, but give me a rundown of it.
So people come on the show, and they have something very pressing that they need to defend about whether it's pop culture, something they like, an activity, some kind of food we've done.
That's a good one. And then you get to try different types of
Skyline
foods.
Chili.
Oh, that was a... we got...
It was a real gross-sounding episode.
Real full.
Oh. Just a lot of mouth sounds.
Yeah.
A lot of wet mouths.
A lot of that. A lot of burping.
Devin did break a world record of how many oyster crackers he can eat at one sitting.
I'm the only human to ever...
He put 36 oyster crackers in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Only person to ever do it.
Did you then have to recite the Gettysburg Address?
In my head, I did.
Oh, okay.
To get me through it.
I do it every morning in my head.
436 oyster crackers from now.
I'll be puking in this nice bathroom.
people have to defend this thing that they feel gets disrespected. And we kind of go back and experience it most of the time, except for like the non-monogamy one.
Does it have to be something that you guys already have established as something you either dislike or agree with? Because sometimes the roles are switched, right? Where it's something you guys
can go
enjoy.
Anyway,
exactly. The three of exactly.
Us. I've been very. We don't have a list of things. Like there are things we like and things we don't like, but it's hard to be like, I don't like these things because they just don't. Stick in your mind when it's something you don't like. So when people come to us, you know, it's always like, well, I like this thing. And it's like, yeah, but everybody kind of likes music, you know, like,
I think people need to give music another chance.
I would love to find
chance.
Someone who's just like, I don't like music, like just a general music.
I had an ex-girlfriend who grew up thinking she didn't like music because she only ever heard gospel music, and then she heard other music, and she was like, oh.
That's how it was for me when I was growing up. When I first heard classic rock, I was like, this is my favorite genre ever. And I was like, oh, it's just because I was listening to my dad's gospel music and whatever, the Gaither vocal band. Have you ever heard of those guys? Oh, you should look them up. Just to...
The other day, as a joke, I typed in on Facebook rock music and just liked the page of rock music. And it's just a flaming skull at the picture.
That's amazing. I'm going to find that. Listeners,
official logo.
I was really hoping it would pop up in my feed saying George Dunn likes rock music. And it didn't. I'm like,
question. You should share it, though. You should share that page. Be like, hey, guys, like my new favorite page.
But there's like 4 million likes on that page.
Well, you know why? Because in the era of early Facebook.
Yeah, when you had to like list your likes.
Yeah, you thought that defined you, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like MySpace. You'd be like, oh, I like cats. I like the cold side of a pillow. I like having large winter coats. You know, like
people
will know me now.
Alone.
I like t-shirts. I like graphic tees. And now it's a whole different world. So it's like I went back through and I looked at my likes one time, and I was just like, "Oh my god, what?" One of them just says Wolfgang Beethoven or Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And I was just like, why do I do this?
Yeah, it was Clockwork Orange. Like, pages that are now just like advertisements to sell the Blu-ray of the movie.
It was like a very different place. Like, do you remember bumper stickers, like when Facebook first came out?
Yes, I forgot about that.
I do.
And you could like switch your page around, like slide. Oh, I'm gonna slide this part of my page up above this bumper sticker, and then I'm gonna put random fact.
Facebook
about
or MySpace? I mean, you could do it on MySpace.
It was Facebook early on too.
Yeah, Facebook had some minor things you could change about your personal.
Use a little
profile.
Later, but an adapter to Facebook.
Yeah, this is a revelation I've had. This isn't interesting at all, but I'm gonna say it. A revelation I've had about Facebook in general. And the difference between Facebook, MySpace, and shit. Like, MySpace, imagine how much time you spent on your own page, looking at your own shit, rereading it, resetting it.
Trying to figure out what the error was in the HTML.
Yeah.
Why it was just showing up.
Why isn't it sparkly red? It's all a bunch of code, yeah. And trying to get that perfect song. So when people came to your page, you would just be like, now they get me. Mm-hmm. But you never went to anyone's page because you didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You cared about you.
Yeah.
And that's why Facebook doesn't give a fuck about your page. You go to your profile like
but
this
it's
is
still,
an alien
you don't
website.
Go to anybody else's page. You just care about you.
Yeah, yeah. That's all you do. You just read your stuff again. You read through your feed.
And
yeah.
Dude,
don't
I'll go
give
back
a fuck.
To my 1 year later and be like, that was a funny joke. I should share this.
Yeah, yep, exactly. This didn't get enough attention.
Yeah.
I deserve attention.
I deserve
like those people
more.
Who screenshot their tweets and then post them on Instagram.
Oh, my God. That is wild. But I'm not going to get into that because I know some people that do that. Question I have for the podcast, or regarding the podcast, are there specific things that you guys hope people will mention or you guys hope you guys can cover?
We want to do Kanye.
You want to do Kanye. Okay, cool. I was going to ask if you wanted to mention them. If you didn't want to, you didn't have to. But Kanye. Now, which one of you loves Kanye?
Me.
I like Kanye.
Do you?
We just.
You're hoping to find someone that doesn't like Kanye?
That hates him, yeah.
It's easy to find someone who doesn't like him. Right. We want to find someone who likes hip-hop that doesn't like him.
That doesn't like him.
Because it's easy to be like, yeah, I don't like hip-hop and fuck Kanye.
Right.
Because it's Kanye. But, I mean, if you like hip-hop and don't like Kanye, that's...
See, I like hip hop. Hate Kanye as a person, but I would not be educated on his music because I heard 3 or 4 of his popular songs when I was getting out of high school when he was big, getting real big.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just didn't care for it at all. And then he's just a whack job, you know.
Oh,
so I'm just
he's gone nuts.
Yeah. So I just wrote him off. But what is it about
part of the fun about him, though?
True. If he was, he would be no one if he wasn't crazy.
He's very crazy. He's very open and honest. And I feel like him, like when he first came out, his persona was, I'm going to wear like pink polos and backpacks. And that was something that wasn't really seen in hip hop. And he was very honest and open and emotional in his music. And I think that helped elevate other artists to do the same. I feel like, I mean, guys had done that before him, but now here comes like this emo dude who's really, really sad. I'm a college dropout. I'm really sad.
And, who has a lot of unchecked mental illness.
Yeah.
Truly.
He really does. And
that just compounded by his fame.
Oh yeah. Big most time. Definitely. We see that in a lot of people.
And I don't know. I just think his music is very... the fact that he produced his music and wrote the lyrics and came up with the ideas and everything and had these conceptual albums, I just think it's really interesting and genius, and I've enjoyed watching his career evolve. And every album is different. Like, he, outside of like the first two, you could say are the most similar, but he's pretty much switched it up on almost every album, which I think is
really
so you're cool. Searching for that elusive person that's a big fan of hip hop, hates Kanye, or at least dislikes Kanye.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there. Just finding someone who's willing to talk about it.
Exactly.
Because people, we've come up to people and we'll be like, hey, do you want to be on the podcast? And they're like, well, I'm intimidated. I don't know if I can defend myself. I'm like, you don't want to defend yourself. Yeah, it's just a conversation.
Fun. Exactly.
Like, I'd rather have that than like be argumentative. Like, I'm far more like, I'm the aggressive one on the show, and I'm not that aggressive. Like, I just have, I'm very opinionated.
Right. If there's anyone that has like counter arguments to whatever one of the guests says, I imagine it's you.
Well, I was pretty mean to you on the podcast. So
I don't think you were mean.
I felt bad.
You just knew exactly what you wanted to say, and you needed to say it before you forgot it. I felt. So I wasn't. I had a good time.
Well, good.
Well, good.
Fuck you, but good.
Fuck your the things you like.
We're having a terrible time in your podcast.
Well, you're free to get the fuck out.
Yeah, Devin, go away.
Bye.
No, Devin, come back.
All right.
All right, he's back.
I'm just kidding. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really far swim up anyway.
Yeah, so. Not strong.
We know.
The idea for the show, I don't know if I asked you guys this before, but where did the idea for the show stem from?
I had the idea probably like a year and a half ago. I don't know.
So a year ago since the show started? Because you guys started
pretty
about
much,
6
yeah.
months?
It was about a year before the show started.
Okay.
I like having conversations about things that people like, because I'm very... People like to lump me in as like a contrarian.
I remember
which
having,
I mean, at times
it
I am.
Ain't so
I know,
George.
Right? I don't like Back to the Future.
I remember having a talk with you at your birthday at SideQuest about Spider-Man 3.
I'm a defender of 45% of Spider-Man 3.
I am as well. Well, maybe we can get into that, but yes. Yeah, okay.
I think there's a lot of good things to like about that movie.
First off, what is SideQuest? Is that a bar?
Yes. It's a like a board game nerd bar.
Ooh.
Place. I love it. It's my home away from home.
There's a little place in Stowe, Ohio that I enjoy. That's kind of like, it's not really a bar, but they sell alcohol there. So it's just kind of a backwards thing. But yeah, they have tons of board games there, and it's amazing.
You should go if you're in Lakewood. Go to SideQuest. It's awesome. Yeah.
You hear that, listener? Go.
Come, and I'll buy you a drink if I have money. If not, I'll ask you to buy me a drink.
And get butterbeer.
You can get butterbeer.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
They have some really cool mixes, like cocktails and stuff. And I hosted Simpsons Trivia there a few months ago, and they had a bunch of Simpsons drinks and stuff.
So. This show brought to you by SideQuest in Lakewood, Ohio.
They'd probably more than be willing.
Oh, cool.
They won't sponsor our podcast, though.
It's all about that production value.
Right.
Get those pillows in that room. That's what I'm saying.
I was like, you don't want 50 listeners a week hearing about your bar?
I'll tape a lot of empty egg cartons to your walls.
That's actually not a bad idea. I was thinking about doing that.
Like a Hustle and Flow?
Exactly.
I thought I loved. And then in retrospect, I'm like, that's the movie that gave 3-6 Mafia an Oscar.
It is. That's a great video to watch, them receiving their Oscar.
They're hilarious.
My favorite part
they're
about that
hilarious.
Whole thing is Jon Stewart was hosting the
yep.
Oscars that year.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, he's like, just for the record, I want everybody to know, 3-6 Mafia, 1 Oscar, Martin Scorsese, 0.
He also brought up a good point. He's like, you guys see how they accepted their Oscar? He's like, everyone should be doing that. Every time you win an Oscar, everyone should be jacked.
Just like, thank you very much.
Yeah. I saw Gangsta Boo open for Run the Jewels in December, and it was the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. She's terrible, first of all.
I don't know if I know Gangsta Boo.
She's part of 3-6, sort of, I guess, or part of that crew.
Okay.
But she just kind of stands there and just sings over her album, like that already has vocal tracks on it. So she just kind of like hangs out. It's really weird.
That's strange.
Weird.
That is very strange. So you're hanging out. Who are you with? Are you with this guy, Devin?
Well, I mean, we were talking about
okay.
Spider-Man 3 there. But I mean, just the idea came from just me having opinions, strong opinions on a lot of things.
And then Devin rolling his eyes and going, oh, my God.
Here we go again.
Well, I originally was talking to, like, other people just offhandedly, just as a nebulous kind of, like, hey, would you want to do this podcast? And, you know, I was like, you know, either our dynamic's not right, you know, like, or they're unavailable or whatever. And then I'm like, why didn't I fucking think of Devin? Right. Like, I mean, like, he's right
tell
there.
Tell everybody that.
Because I'm like, yeah, we bounce off each other well, and
you know
we have similar but not exact taste. So yeah, it was just kind of like as soon as I thought of that, it just all kind of clicked. So.
Right. What other things besides Kanye do you guys have like that you're hoping someone will bring up?
I would love to have someone talk about how they hate The Simpsons.
That would be incredible.
I would love to have
that.
We're
going to
have someone soon in the next few weeks talking about the later season Simpsons episodes.
Mm.
She's a fan.
Specific, but okay.
Yeah, she's a fan. I go both ways on it. It depends on the episode she chooses. But is there anything you wanted?
What else have I wanted to do? I like... No, there's a lot of music ones that I go for mm-hmm. that people hate my opinion on, like Deont Word and Linkin Park. I really want to do. And
we were supposed to do Linkin Park a while ago,
with
and
Dwayne.
Then you suggested it the day he killed himself.
Oh, good lord!
I was like, we could have a serious discussion about Linkin Park and suicide. I don't know.
I mean, like, yeah, but I also don't want to be like, yeah, he killed himself, but also Linkin Park sucks.
Well, I mean, I'm the good person that likes them, so.
You guys got to wait 11 years to say that they suck after his suicide.
11
years. I'll wait 11 weeks.
The podcast will still be going.
Yeah, I mean, I fully expect it to be going strong in 11 years.
A lot of steam.
What are
second
steam. I learned from your guys' Mumble Rap episode, which is probably the star of most of them. It's amazing.
That's probably our best one.
I've re-listened to that episode several times because it's just absolutely
so
amazing. But that's where I learned that D-Antword is pronounced D-Antword and not Die-Antword.
Oh, is it? I didn't even know that. I was on that podcast.
He brought it up just now, and he brought it up on that show. He's like, the interesting thing is that people actually mispronounce a name, too.
If you can't tell, I'm drunk, like, every single episode.
So you got drunk tonight. It was a nice early morning.
Just put some whiskey in my tea, in my coffee.
In your tea?
Whiskey, coffee.
I've got a little bit
whiskey and coffee?
A little bit of alcohol hangover here from last night going still, so kind of drunk right now.
Oh, good.
A little bit, so that's good.
I've had moments where I have... times where I've gotten high a previous night and then woke up and I'm still high. Like, that's not possible. That shouldn't be a thing.
Just like that haze.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's just like, I shouldn't be moving. The later Simpsons episodes, I'm curious what you have to say, Devin. Are you a Simpsons... Well, I can see your shirt and obviously a Simpsons reference.
I'm stealing that shirt, by the way.
I'll give it to
it's
you.
It's a sweet
shirt.
It's
like two of my favorite things in the world. So.
The listener's missing out and I'm not going to describe it.
Yeah, don't. It's a Simpson shirt.
It's pro...
pro-choice?
It's a pro-Trump.
Paraphernal.
Pro-Trump. It's Trump 2020 shirt.
Yeah.
It's Homer Simpson wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
He probably would.
I'll bet you that some asshole has made that art and I put it on the internet.
His name is Al Jean.
I've seen this... This discussion's been coming up. Like, I just saw somebody on Facebook the other day who was like, would Hank Hill be a Trump voter? Like, how many cartoon characters that we love would be
Hank wouldn't vote for Trump because he doesn't like that he'd think he's an idiot.
Okay.
He wouldn't like. He definitely wouldn't like Hillary.
He'd vote for Gary Johnson.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that.
Yeah.
I was worried. I haven't watched the most recent episodes of American Dad, but I was seriously worried that they would make Stan into a Trump voter. And I don't know what they have done. I think Stan's clearly an idiot, so he would do it. But I'm hoping they didn't. But I don't know how they solved that problem.
They probably tackled it in some form.
Oh, yeah, I mean they can't avoid it.
No one can.
I'm sure they handled it with the grace that they always do.
God damn it, George. TBS, I love you for saving that show that I love, that I don't watch because I don't have television. I just stream shit. All right, cool. Well, we're going to take our first break. We'll be right back with more of these two goons in a moment, and we'll be more with the Unbelievables in a moment. Goodbye. Until a few seconds from now. Hang on. Okay.
And we're back.
We're not back yet.
Not yet.
We're back later.
Hello and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of five of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass. It's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes, tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com and now enjoy the show. And as always, go burn books.
This Sunday. You are not prepared for what's about to happen in downtown.
Your eyes will melt as Bobby Fischer goes off against Igor Kerensky at the National Chess Championship.
The National Chess Championship is organized and brought to you in HD.
HD, it will melt your face.
All people in attendance will be getting free, enormous chess pieces to commemorate the event. Listen to Bobby's interview before the event.
Hey, I'm just gonna, like, try the best. I really respect Igor and...
Oh my god!
He's gonna destroy him!
His spine will be ripped out through his eye sockets!
There's no way any of them is going to survive this event!
Pay extra tickets to sit in the Splash Zone!
The Splash Zone is where we're gonna hear all of the disgusting bone-ripping sounds and get covered in blood!
Here's a short interview of Igor smack talking Bobby.
I think Bobby's very good. It's nice.
Oh my god!
It's going to be a meltdown. Get your tickets now.
Before they sell out.
It's gonna be a checkmate!
Welcome back to the Unbelievables. I am Mike Calhoun. I think I failed to say that at the top of the show again, but who cares?
And I'm Johnny, whatever his last name is.
Johnny Trowbridge.
Trollbridge.
That happens every single time. Everyone wants to say Trollbridge, and I don't know why. But no, that isn't Johnny Trollbridge. That is good old George Dunn.
Oh, wow.
He's back. George, you've been on the show a couple times, actually.
No,
a few
I
times. Three times.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Who's that?
God damn it. We were talking about the good old Second Shot podcast with George and Devin, but Devin had to step out. He moved to Wisconsin at the break.
It was real quick. The podcast is over now.
Yeah.
We'll do it over Skype, but it's going to sound even worse than it already does.
Oh, boy. I don't think that's possible, George. It can't get any worse.
That's true.
But we were talking a Second Shot, and I guess it's just you and me, George. Just gonna chat it up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Good thing I took my shirt off already.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
What? Do I see a bare body? A torso, even?
No, you see a man's body, not a bear's body.
What? Who is this?
Who is who?
See, I only know one guy. Well, one cat, one might say.
I see a giant animated.
I'm a cat. I'm a lion. The king of the jungle.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, it's, so you must be exactly who I thought you were. Is this Snagglepuss?
I'm Snagglepuss. So
you're the king of a jungle, but you're a mountain lion?
There's jungles on mountains.
Wouldn't you say that a mountain, fair.
The George of the Jungle movie. They are in a mountain.
Yeah. There's all kinds of jungles on any kind of terrain.
Fair point. I digress. I apologize.
So in your kingdom, Snagglepuss, well, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Who are you? How did I end up in the submarine? It's underwater, dirigible even.
Why are you asking how you got
here? I'm wondering why you're asking how you got here.
I woke up in the corner. I don't know how I ended up here.
Oh, Jesus. Maybe he must be one of Johnny's projects.
I was going to say, what did Johnny do?
Yeah, Johnny was... Maybe that's why he's not here. Jesus, well, that's weird. Well, hey, well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
You're welcome to... We're just recording a show, a podcast episode.
I love show business.
I imagine so. You had your own show for quite some time.
I had my own show. It was amazing.
What was so amazing about your show, Snagglepuss?
That I was on it, of course. I was a star. Everybody loved me.
Loved? You don't think people still love you? I mean, I don't think so.
Well, he hasn't been on television in 35, 40 years.
I've been on the run. I haven't been able to be on any type of media platform.
Been on the run? What's been going on with you?
I've had a lot going on, Michael.
Please call me Mike, but it's okay.
It's such an accusatory tone. I don't know.
Snagglepuss, what's your last name? Maybe I can call you by your full name.
Well, I'm a little... I don't have a last name.
Oh, I'm so sorry for asking then.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little shaken up.
Snaggle is your first name, Puss is your last name.
It's not.
I thought that you're not part of the Puss line.
Lions don't have last names.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Cecil only had one name.
It's true.
I thought his last name was The Lion. Yeah. But, I mean, you are a mountain lion.
Don't even bring up Cecil right now. I'm too perturbed.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Snagglepuss. Well, maybe you can just tell us what you've been up to lately. We haven't seen you on TV in so long.
I've been on the run from the government, the FBI even.
Well, the FBI is part of the government. Yeah,
you kind of assume that. It's like you're on the run from your ex-wife or something.
Wait, you have an ex-wife, Snagglepuss?
I do. She didn't like me because I couldn't satisfy her.
Oh, like in bed? Is that what happened?
Like sexually or intellectually?
Probably both.
Probably?
Probably.
Did she not communicate it with you?
Yeah, she didn't say
so. She just got a divorce.
She told me
to
sign these papers and I never saw her again.
Oh, that's a little... It's a little out of nowhere. Did she even mention?
She's a bad partner. You should try non-monogamy.
Frankly, I'm quite okay with it.
I mean, I get it.
You're okay with being single for so long. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't remember you ever having a wife.
I didn't like to bring it up with my work much. I don't like to bring my personal life into things.
Yeah,
was she ever on your show?
What?
Was she ever on your show?
She never was. Not once. She was too camera shy.
I get it. Yeah.
Snaggle. Tell me this. Yes. Did you propose the show that you starred in? Were you a producer of your own show?
I was.
Oh, so how'd you get your show started?
Well, I started doing a lot of stand-up in the 60s.
Okay.
And I decided that I needed to branch out to a wider audience, the entire country even.
I think you did accomplish that. I mean, it was a pretty popular...
I did.
A cartoon on from Hanna-Barbera.
Maybe not the biggest, but you know.
Yeah, not nearly. And not at all.
That's just your opinion.
Well, I don't think so. I think we could actually look up the stats and say that Snagglepuss was...
I literally just looked up Hanna-Barbera cartoons, and you're like the seventh on the list. So you're not bad, but you know.
I had
Fred Flintstone.
I had to hack the servers because I'm on the run. Nobody can know that
Why
I'm
are
here.
You on the run? Tell me.
Well, we know he's
you're
on
so
the
evasive.
Run.
You keep telling us you're on the run, but you're not actually telling us. You're just saying, I got divorced. I'm a big dumb idiot.
I know.
George, please.
I have
Nobody loves me.
Oh, no. You're
starting to annoy me.
Oh, no. Okay.
Fucking good. Who cares? Tell me the answer.
All right, Snagglepuss, I'm so sorry.
If this man would stop interrupting me, I don't like him very much.
Well, we'll
despise
tell...
him even.
Okay.
I'm a dog man.
He's a dog man, so he likes dogs. Hey, well, George, say. maybe we can get through a little bit. You know, we can talk to Snagglepuss a little bit. Sorry, and I know.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
His face I know.
Looks like a dog. Goodness gracious.
I take that with pride.
Oh, my God. Okay, dog okay. Police. Snagglepuss.
Is that a lion slur?
Yes, I watched that show, Father of the Pride, starring John Goodman from a few years ago. And I've always been like, I take that with pride.
I don't know what...
Father of the Pride.
I have no idea what any of that is. I've been on the run without any access to television or radio.
None at all. Until now, of course.
Only the dark web.
The dark web. So you've been hanging out in the dark web, Snagglepuss?
Yes, I need to erase all history of my existence.
Oh, well, why? Just because everyone's trying to track you down?
I have too much information on some very, very important government figures. The President of the United States, even!
Well, you have info on the President?
You haven't been, like, have any resources of media. How do you know who the President is?
The dark web. I'm involved with the government. They've been trying to kill me for years.
Wait, I have a quick question, Snagglepuss. If you've been on the dark web and you have information on the President of the United States, who do you think the President of the United States is?
I know who it is because I have information on him, and he's been trying to kill me.
So we know it's a hit. Oh my God, he's been trying to kill you?
Him personally.
Why aren't you answering the question? Who is the President of the United States?
President Donald Trump.
Okay. Right. We believe you now because you got that part right. So Donald Trump is trying to kill you? Or is he just trying to hunt you down? What could he possibly want with Snagglepuss?
We were hanging out in Moscow with some Ukrainians.
Oh, my God. Okay, please, go on.
We were urinating on them, giving them golden showers, even.
now we're talking my language.
Oh, my God. Snagglepuss.
I don't like this guy.
You and some Ukrainians
were
urinating on the President of the United States?
That is correct.
Donald Trump? Oh, my God.
And vice versa.
Now, I've never seen you urinate, but does it come out pink?
It does. Some people say milk lemonade. I say milk pink lemonade.
Oh.
Around the corner
fudge is made.
How often do you say that?
I say it all the time, almost every day.
Almost every day. Like, who do you say it to?
Doesn't get old to you, huh?
Yeah, no, I guess not.
I text it to my ex-wife.
Text that to your ex-wife.
Yes,
okay.
On a burner phone.
I'm going to say that's probably why she divorced you.
I don't think so, but she didn't say.
I mean, true. You're fair enough.
Yeah, she didn't say. She just handed you the papers and left. So we can only assume. Hey, I mean, we don't want to make
an assumption. So how did you and your wife meet?
We met a long time ago. I was caught in a cage in a carnival on tour throughout the southern United States.
Oh, those southern carnies.
Was your wife another lion that was working there, or was she like a carnival barker?
She was an elephant.
Oh.
Well, she wasn't a pink elephant, was she?
No, normal colored.
Oh, okay.
Like those drunk clowns see in the heffalumps, exactly. The woozles.
Exactly like those.
She was a normal colored African elephant. And from the moment I saw her giant trunk, I knew I had to have her.
Oh. So is obviously love at first sight.
Yes.
You guys meet. Did she speak to you in English? Because we all know that you speak great English.
We didn't speak much.
Oh.
I had a couple of leftover peanuts in my cage.
Okay.
And so I offered to give them to her if she would reach over and...
Is your wife Dumbo?
I think Dumbo's a male.
Dumbo is a boy.
2017, Mike. Get out of here.
Okay.
I'm just asking you a question.
My wife was not Dumbo, but I think she had a son.
Oh, your wife was Dumbo's mother.
Hang on here.
Who cradled Dumbo in her nose trunk.
Her nose trunk?
Yeah.
Her trunk?
One of the most heartwarming scenes in an animated film ever.
Her nose trunk is my favorite one of her trunks.
Oh, Snagglepuss. Wait, Snagglepuss. When you had relations with Mrs. Jumbo.
Yes.
Which is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Was this before or after she had given she had been given this the Dumbo via the stork.
I believe it was about 8 or 9 months before.
8 or 9 months before, the stork came to her front opening of a train,
mm-hmm,
and dropped off a little bundle of joy.
Mm-hmm.
You and Mrs. Jumbo had relations.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Okay. I think you know where I'm going with this, Snagglepuss.
I don't think I do.
I want to know if you are the biological father of Dumbo the elephant.
I could be, but as soon as she reached over and let me out of my cage, I hightailed it out of there.
Where'd you go?
He's a deadbeat dad.
Son of a bitch.
I left to tour the country, and that's about the time I started my... I started doing commercials for cereal. Cocoa Pebbles, even.
Is that your favorite cereal? Is that why you did it?
It is my favorite.
I'm more of a Fruity Pebbles man myself.
I love chocolate milk.
I get it.
I would put the Cocoa Pebbles into the milk, strain them out, and drink it.
You think you'd be into strawberry milk? I'm sorry, I'm so hung up on this pink thing. You're a pink creature.
There's no strawberry pebbles. Otherwise, I would have loved it.
Can we just acknowledge the fact that there's an animated cat sitting next to me? This is very strange. I didn't even know this was like a thing. I feel like I'm in Roger Rabbit or something. Like, this is very upsetting to me.
A lot of crazy things happen on this podcast,
I don't
George.
Understand the reference.
You've never seen Roger Rabbit?
No.
Like, a lot of your friends were in it. Actually, that's not true, because a lot of Hanna-Barbera cartoons were not in that movie. It was mostly Looney Tunes.
A lot of your acquaintances.
Yes. Probably co-workers.
Surely you know, what's a prominent Looney
Mickey
Tunes
Mouse.
Character? Mickey Mouse isn't a Looney Tune.
But he was in it.
But he was in it. Yeah, Mickey Mouse, probably the most famous animated character in history. You have to know him. You know him by name?
I know him personally.
Oh. When did you guys meet? When did you and Mickey Mouse meet?
We met about the time that Disney stole my life story.
Disney stole your life story?
Yes.
How so? What life story did they tell that was yours?
They called it The Lion King. Mm. And they named him. They named the character Simba. They took my entire life story. They stole my script, and it was that asshole, Mickey Mouse.
Snagglepuss, I'm going to call bullshit, because you don't sound like you are from Africa at all. You sound like you are from... I don't know where you're from. You have a very interesting voice.
Maybe you shouldn't generalize.
He's definitely a Midwest man.
Yeah, you sound like a...
He's like an Oklahoma, like...
You sound like a very metropolitan man.
I was born in Africa, and I moved away when my father was killed.
Moved away where?
To the United States, of course.
Well, yeah, that is where you are now, so that checks out. So where did you get this very strange accent of yours? Because you say that you had relations with Mrs. Jumbo, but I'll tell you what. I always thought you sounded a little light on your feet, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean? That I can dance? I was a very good dancer.
Were you
a choreographer, even.
You were a choreographer. Yes. Did you do all your own stunts in your show?
I did. Every single one.
All of those stunts, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those stunts involved a lot of dangerous things. Like, what? Were you not afraid? I mean, you are a cartoon, so usually it just doesn't matter.
Well, I'm very light on my feet, and I had a lot of training.
George, what are you shaking your head at over here?
I don't like this guy.
You don't like him. Okay.
I feel like you're a liar.
I think you have a problem with lions.
I think you're a lion to me.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, no.
Right? I think you are lying to us.
I love a good pun, but that one was just awful.
I think you are making these things up. I think you have been doing absolutely nothing but watching Disney movies for the last, I don't know, 30 years since we last saw you.
It sounds like it just has a vague, a very, very vague recollection of all these Disney movies. So
yeah, especially The Lion King, coming out on Blu-ray at the end of the month.
Well, it's been a rough few years. I keep waking up in submarines and various other government facilities.
You're waking up in other submarines? Like,
now
what
he's
other
just talking
submarines?
About Wolverine. See, how do you guys not see this?
Man, I guess you're right. That is strange. He's been on the run.
Just because the government does terrible things to many people doesn't mean that they don't do it to me, too.
True, but I also think you're just lying because you're a piece of shit.
George, that's...
You're not even a good Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Oh, no.
You're fucking Yogi Bear. Give me fucking Fred Flintstone, man. He's the one who made the pebbles. He's the one who should be selling the pebbles.
He used my ancestors as slaves.
I guess he did. He actually did use your ancestors.
That's fair. But he's still more entertaining.
He's still better. Oh, my God.
I will not stand for this. You're going to say, like, it's 2000.
I'm not going to go see Hamilton.
I'm not going to go see Hamilton.
Because he had slaves. Big snowflake.
I don't even know what Hamilton is.
Snagglepuss, I'm sorry, George.
This is terrible. George, do you have people on your show like this often?
Oh,
I
do
not want to appear on this show.
I don't fucking want to be here. You don't want to be here with some fucking
George, don't go.
Snowflake.
George, come back.
No, fuck you guys.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Fuck this.
Oh, my God.
Done.
I feel so much better.
I don't know how that happened. It escalated so quickly. Snagglepuss, I don't know what you said.
I don't know.
Or what,
there's so much water over here.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're in a submarine, George.
Why is there so much water?
We're under it. We're in water. Snagglepuss, excuse me.
I hope you drowned to death very quickly and painfully.
Very quickly and painfully. Not slowly at all. At least that's nice. George.
Bye-bye.
Right, yeah. Yo, don't use that hatch, George.
Too late.
God damn it, George. You're letting water in here. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
This happy's gone.
I believe it. Okay, Snagglepuss, I do have one. I have another important question. We can put that other stuff aside. Don't worry about it. I know you're on the run. I won't reveal where we are. Don't worry.
Thank you.
I'm curious about one particular thing.
Yes.
You are a pink cat. You're a pink mountain lion.
Mm-hmm, that is correct. The king of the jungle.
Again. It's fine. Now, there's another pink cat that is also animated. That I think I always wondered. Is it? Do you think was he stepping on your toes? Should I say his name? Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther is a very close friend of mine.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yes.
So he's actually friends. You are both friends. How did you meet?
Well, we were stealing a diamond.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay, I heard the Pink Panther music, and now...
Sorry, I'm just a big fan.
Oh, hi.
Oh.
Hi there. What's...
A big fan of the myself?
Who might you be?
Oh, Pink Panther.
Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd. You've never heard of me?
Who are you?
I'm Snagglepuss, King of the Jungle.
Sorry.
Surely you know Snagglepuss.
I'm a legend.
I'm not sure I know who you are, sir. Who are you?
I'm Steven. Steven Weber.
Steven Weber. And first of all, how did you get on my submarine? And second of all...
Your water door was open. I don't know.
God damn it, George. You left that damn water door open. It's the only water door we have.
That George is just the worst.
Well, he's gone now, so you don't have to worry about him, Snagglepuss. Don't
George
worry.
George Harrison? Yeah, he was probably my least favorite of the Beatles, too.
What? All right, Mr. Weber, Mr. Steven Weber, what's going on here? What are you doing here? What's going on?
I was just swimming by in the ocean. And
you decided to just come on my podcast, huh?
I saw an open door, and I heard you guys talking about Pink Panther. I'm like, I like Pink Panther, so sure, why not?
But you've never heard of Snagglepuss. I'm interviewing this very interesting cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Snagglepuss.
He seems nice.
Correct.
Don't you want to know who he is?
Not particularly.
You heavens to Betsy! You don't want to know who I am? I'm a legend. I'm the original Pink Panther.
Cool. Do you know Professor Clouseau?
Check out all my stuff on YouTube. You'll love it.
Okay. I probably will.
at least he's agreed to that, Snagglepuss, right? That's good.
I like this, Steven.
I'll give you a second shot.
I don't... Oh, good Lord. Hey, you might have liked our previous guests. They have a podcast called Second Shot.
What's a podcast?
Oh, good Lord. Steven... All right, Snagglepuss, excuse me. I'm going to talk to Steven for just a moment.
It's okay.
Here.
I like him.
Steven.
Love him even.
You love him even? Okay, good. I mean, at least there's that.
You know, I don't know you very well, but I love you too.
Thank you.
Good Lord, this is so strange. This is very odd. Steven, where are you from? What's going on here?
I'm from everywhere, really.
You're from everywhere?
Yeah. I'm kind of a wanderer, if you will.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, what are you doing here? Just hanging out? You just heard us? You're swimming by, you said.
I heard someone talking about Pink Panther. I was like, gotta get on this.
Why do you like Pink Panther so much?
He's sneaky. I like him.
You like sneaky fellows. Are you sneaky yourself?
He did sneak onto the submarine.
I didn't sneak. I just walked in.
That is true.
Swam in, to be fair. But
You sneaked a little bit. I mean, we didn't know you were in here until you sat down in front of this damn microphone.
I was doing a little tiptoe when I was doing a banamp.
Yeah, exactly. We heard you, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, other than that, it would just be more fun. It was more playful than anything. But, you know, I guess, whatever.
Do you normally, when you sneak around, you do the Pink Panther theme? I feel
pretty much always.
Always, okay.
I like to have fun.
That's very good, by the way. You would have made it back in Hollywood.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You would have made it? What do you think Steven here would have been good in? Maybe your show?
I think he could have very well played the Pink Panther, and I think you have what it takes to star in the Snagglepuss reboot.
Well, let's get Steve Martin on the phone. I'm ready to play the Pink Panther.
Steve Martin? Oh, come on. Obviously, the Steve Martin Pink Panthers were not that great, Steven.
Speak for yourself there, my friend. I thought they were the height.
You thought they were the height of what?
Steve Martin
films. The height of Steve Martin films? Really? Higher than Three Amigos.
Way higher.
Way higher than Three Amigos. Okay.
Did Three Amigos have a Pink Panther in it?
No, it did not, but it did have...
I proved my point. Did it have Beyonce?
It didn't have Beyonce, or Queen Latifah, for that matter.
You're right. It didn't.
Are you a big Steve Martin Beyonce collaborator fan?
I'm not so sure Queen Latifah wasn't in the Three Amigos.
That's true.
Well, you were around when that was being produced.
To the internet.
To the internet. Is that what we're going to look up everything now? Put your phone away, Steven. We're having a show here.
Steven. Wait, that's me.
That's you, Steven. Steven, you're a real weird guy. I'm trying to have this nice conversation with Snagglepuss. At least he's been nice. He likes you better than he liked our previous guest, George.
I appreciate that again.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I like him less now. But still overly positive.
Snagglepuss, did you ever want... Steven, I'm sorry, I'm going to ignore you for a moment.
I'm used to it.
I'll ask your opinion in a moment, but I'm really trying to do this really interesting interview with Snagglepuss. Snagglepuss, tell me, did you ever want to venture into live-action films?
I've thought about it, but I'm nervous about breaking back into the public eye.
Oh, so you were thinking about getting into live-action films more recently, not during the height of your fame.
No, I never would have thought of it back then.
Well, why not? And didn't you want to, like, be a star on the silver screen?
Well, I was good at what I did, and then I felt I should stick to it, if you know what I mean.
You just wanted to stay in your lane? Is that kind of the mentality?
I wanted to stay in my lane.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, cartoons are still very popular, especially among adults nowadays.
Especially live-action versions. You can have someone else play you. Like, there's several other living Ghostbusters who could play you.
My main worry is that...
Or Three Amigos.
I could be one of the Three Amigos. Me, Steve Martin, and the Pink Panther.
That would actually be really cool. I would love to see a live-action Three Amigos reboot with...
Why do you build me up, Buttercup?
I honestly think, you know, we already have the Yogi Bear movie with Dan Aykroyd. We have Garfield with Bill Murray. I say we get Ernie Hudson to play you, and we're good.
Wait a minute. Steven Weber. I think I recognize that name. Are you famous Hollywood producer Steven Weber?
No.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm mistaken.
No, I'm just regular old Steven Weber, world record holder, you know.
Wait.
You said world record holder, Steven?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, are you just going to slide that in and not mention anything else about it?
It's just part of my life. I don't know. You know.
I didn't catch that last part, Snagglepuss. Did you?
I could not understand a thing. Couldn't comprehend it even.
Steven, could you talk like that?
Why do you talk the way you do, Steven? You're talking very strangely.
Talk like what?
You talk like you got a clam in your throat.
I'm allergic to shellfish. So.
God damn it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Steven, I want to know something. I want to know what your world record is.
What record do you break?
Oh, okay. Well, you tend to ask. I mean,
well, I tried earlier.
Normally, when I meet people, I'm like, hi, have you done a world record? You know,
Well, you didn't say that to me when you came in the sub. You didn't say, hi, have you done a world
record?
I
thought I was talking to the Pink Panther. I was really intimidated. I'm sorry.
Snagglepuss has broken a bunch of world records. One of them is the seventh most popular Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
That's a solid world record. And that is definitely a world record.
Most times surviving an FBI strike.
What were they striking you with, Snagglepuss? Were they doing airstrikes? Now, I didn't know the FBI had this type of capability.
Are they just shooting
you? Send their FBI drones after me all the time.
Oh, good Lord. That's terrifying.
That's crazy.
Well, you're safe in this sub, at
Thank
least.
You.
Yeah, you can stay as long as you need.
Except for that Johnny Trowbridge guy. He's suspicious.
He's terrible. I hate him.
What? How do either of you know Johnny? He hasn't been on the show.
I woke up in the submarine, and he's suspiciously not here.
Yeah, I disagree with everything he says, so.
Okay. Steven, back to this. Let's hear about this damn world record. What world record do you hold? I didn't know we had a world record holder on the show.
I don't like to boast, but, you know, I hold the world record for seeing bare naked ladies the most amount of times.
Now, I have a few questions. Now, have you seen women that are nude a lot? Like, have you seen a lot of naked women?
It's disgusting. What are you talking? No.
So, okay.
The band.
So at least we've established that you, okay.
I've
so
seen the classic alt-rock Canadian band, Bare Naked Ladies, seven times live.
Seven times live. That is astronomical.
I know, right?
That is incredible.
I used to follow him around my van once every 3 or 4 years.
Wait a minute. Steven, did you see them back in Kalamazoo in 83?
They weren't a band in 83, so no.
Which is why
that's,
I asked.
It's a good fact check. That was a good one, Snagglepuss. Trying to keep him honest. That's real good.
Obviously, they all start. Everyone knows they started.
Trying to make sure he's not a secret FBI agent.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. If he was lying about the bare naked ladies, then he's definitely FBI. That's
totally safe now.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? You're a smart guy. Good survivalist.
Thank you.
I gotta understand that. All right. Well, I gotta talk to Steven about this. This is just extremely interesting. So the first time you saw bare naked ladies.
Mm-hmm.
What was the experience like?
Well, I was a toddler. You know, so I don't really remember it, to be honest with you.
You still counted among the seven?
Yes, of course.
You gotta keep that record. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay.
But
your eyes were working, so you saw them.
It's true. And my ears.
Okay. And you heard them.
It was very far away.
I'm sorry for that, by the way.
It's.
Now, you haven't told me yet whether you are a fan of them or not. You've just told me you've seen them seven times.
I mean, they're pretty good.
They're pretty good. What would, in your mind, would be an excellent band? Do you have an excellent band in mind?
Silver Sun Pickups.
Silver Sun Pickups. I know. How many times have you seen them?
Never.
Okay. You've never seen an excellent band that you consider, or Silver Sun Pickups?
And I don't like spending more than like $25 on a show, so.
You don't like spending more than $25? Now, why is that?
It's just expensive.
How much are Bare Naked Ladies tickets?
Like 37 on average.
So every time you've gone to a concert, you didn't like it.
I thought they're okay.
Maybe he got someone else to buy the tickets for him.
Hmm.
Is that what happened, Steven?
No, not all. I mean, I've won some on the radio.
How many have you won on the radio? Was it seven, Steven?
Like, no.
Steven, did you win seven tickets to Bare Naked
Ladies?
You're
embarrassing me now. Like,
I'm just trying to get the truth, Steven.
You're leading me. It's like, what is this, Making a Murderer? Like,
Do you like Making a Murderer? How many times have you seen that? I'm just curious how many times you've seen things now, Steven.
It's like seven times.
You've seen Making a Murder seven times.
Yeah.
I think we have a pattern here, Snagglepuss. How many times? Okay, have you ever seen? You've never seen Snagglepuss's show, which is a shame.
How many times? Travesty, even.
I would say a travesty. Yeah, of course. Heavens to Murgatroyd. How many times have you seen? Let's see here. What's another mediocre piece of media? How many times have you seen?
I don't know why you're insulting my taste right now.
How many times have you seen the Ghostbusters sequel? That's Ghostbusters 2.
Ghostbusters 2? The Secret of the Ooze?
Yes. Was it seven times?
One, two, three, four. Yeah, seven. Seven times.
You've seen this movie seven times. What is it with you and just not unpopular, but very mediocre media? Bare Naked Ladies, Ghostbusters 2.
Bare Naked Ladies put on a solid show.
They put on a solid show. What's so great about their show? Do they have light show?
I mean, I like white guys who rap.
Okay.
And I also like going to shows where the entire audience is just people who go to Target on a regular basis.
Okay. Is that the demographic?
Yeah, it's usually like late 30s, early 40s white women who like to wear wigs. Like they're all going to a bachelorette party or something, you know.
I would probably, that's actually a great description of a Bare Naked Ladies concert. It's like a bachelorette party. Snagglepuss, have you ever even listened to Bare Naked Ladies?
I have. I've listened to them all the time.
You do? All the time?
Are you a fan?
Obviously, you guys relate.
Are you a BNL head?
I'm a BNL head, and I also like to dress up as a white woman wearing a wig going to their concerts.
I've seen you.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I knew you from somewhere.
Are you? You're not alternative girlfriend, are you?
Oh, I'm alternative girlfriend 69 on the dark web.
Different person. Okay, oh.
Never mind.
Alternative girlfriend is a different username.
Yeah, there's no number.
Oh, okay. Snagglepuss, man, your username on the dark web is alternative girlfriend 69. How did that come about? Where did you get that?
It's the first thing that popped into my head.
That was the first thing that popped into your head. Yes. Not Heavens to Murgatroyd, which would be like the obvious choice.
I would give it away.
Oh, you don't want your... Okay. Well, other people like Snagglepuss. They wouldn't know that it's the Snagglepuss.
You know, you're probably right.
You might actually have to fix that because you just gave away...
I mean, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I didn't even know you existed until today. So, I mean, if you put your screen name as Snagglepuss, I would be like, what is that?
It just sounds like a name. Oh, Steven, don't be rude.
I'm not trying to be rude.
Plenty of people know Snagglepuss.
A lot of
people know me and are trying to kill me.
Yeah, most of the people that know him are trying to kill him because he has secrets on the president.
Have you tried being nicer to them? Have you tried being like... baking them cookies?
Is that how you resolve your problems, Steven? You bake people cookies?
Usually, yeah.
How many do you bake them?
7.
Okay.
A baker's half dozen.
A baker's half dozen! How did I know that was going to be the answer? The 7 cookies. Oh, my God. Okay, Steven, I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you saw Snagglepuss at one of these Bare Naked Ladies concerts. It happened to not be.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this actual alternative girlfriend that you thought he was? Is this someone you've been seeking out?
Well, I mean, it's a giant pink cat.
Are you sure it's not just a furry? Steven.
I think I know an animated cat when I see one.
Do you see one now?
Yes.
Actually, I just remembered how I thought of Alternative Girlfriend 69.
Oh.
I was going to use Alternative Girlfriend, but Pink Panther had already taken that screen name.
Oh, my God. So Pink Panther was at the Bare Naked Ladies concert.
Are you telling me Pink Panther gave me a handjob behind the stage at the Bare Naked Ladies concert last time I went to go see him?
I think it's very possible.
The 7th time? How long ago was that?
7 years ago.
7 years ago, Pink Panther gave Steven Weber, our guest, a good old handy J. Well, I don't know if it was good. I'll just say it was a handy J.
I came 7 times.
Oh, good Lord.
Pink Panther was always very good with his hands.
It was mostly just blood at the end of it.
Was it because of the claws? Did he not trim his claws?
No, it just came a lot.
Oh, gross. Oh, good Lord.
It was all in the span of like 5 minutes, too. So
oh, my good Lord. Snagglepuss.
It was the best feeling of my life. Not to get gross here, but...
That must have been an incredible concert.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay. So the hand job was the best part.
Yeah, I mean, they did, if I had $1 million, but you're not allowed to bring macaroni and cheese into the show anymore. So when they say, you know, they like to eat craft dinner... Like, you're normally supposed to throw macaroni in the air, but you're not allowed to do that anymore, so...
Is that a real thing, Steven?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's like a staple. It's like going to see a Rocky Horror Picture Show when they say, I'd like to offer a toast, and then, you know, you throw toast in the air.
You throw toast in the air.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like with The Room, every time you see a picture
spoons,
of spoons?
Yes.
Have you seen... Wait.
Of course they've
Whenever seen people would come to my show, they would throw Murgatroyd to the heavens.
What's a Murgatroyd?
It's a great question.
No one knows.
No one knows what Murgatroyd is, but come to your show and they throw it to the heavens?
Yes.
How do they come to your show? Besides the odd...
I come to the show.
God damn it, Steven, no.
Sorry, I couldn't pass that one.
I know. I was...
Like I said, I started off doing stand-up.
Oh, so when they would come to your live shows, and you'd say, heavens to Murgatroyd. They would throw Murgatroyd to the... That was really good, Steven.
That was amazing.
That was really, really talented. Hey, I would love to continue talking to you guys for eternity if I could. Seven times over if I wanted to. But we got to come to the end of the show. We do have a section that I...
My alternative girlfriend.
Are you... What's...
I love you and you will understand.
Steven, are you singing a song?
It's Barenaked Ladies.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, we're going to do a little different song, and that song is the plug song. If I could get it to play.
Plug.
There we go.
Is this Barenaked Ladies?
This is not Barenaked Ladies, Steven. This is Chris B. from San Diego. San Francisco.
There's a Chris in Barenaked Ladies.
I understand you know a lot about Barenaked Ladies, Steven, and I believe you. Oh, boy, man, we made it. We made it all the way here without having to listen to a single Bare Naked Ladies song besides the Steven.
It's been...
Oh, no.
Three weeks since I saw them live.
You just told me... Never mind.
Out of seven.
Snagglepuss, maybe could you please lead us off with the plugs? Give us what's going on. You're trying to avoid the FBI, obviously.
Well, first of all, I would like to plug... my special announcement.
Oh.
I'll be releasing information on the President of the United States.
Where? Where will you be releasing this info? Besides the dark web?
On my dark web YouTube channel.
Oh, no.
Follow me at AlternativeGirlfriend69 on darkwebyoutube.com.
It's called darkwebyoutube.com?
I feel like that's a very dangerous website to go on.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust...
the dark web, I feel like you're probably going to get arrested just for looking at something.
Well... life's not fun without a little danger, is what I always say.
It's fair. That's why I go to Barenaked Ladies concerts.
But also, check out my clips on regular YouTube if you have never heard of Snagglepuss. And also, I would like to plug the Second Shot podcast. Only listen to it for Devin Newsom, not that racist George Dunn.
Yeah, you met him earlier, and he was kind of a jerk to you. I don't know how that...
Insufferable.
Insufferable might be a great word. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know he even mentioned your his podcast while you were on. Did you just hear us in the corner when you were earlier?
How do you know Devin?
I was waking up, and I was groggy in the corner and heard the two men talking about it. Oh. Devin was very likable, and I would like to get to know him.
How do you know Devin?
I don't. I just said I would like to get to know him, Steven.
Steven, you gotta pay a little bit more attention.
Steven, stick with me. I'll show you how to be in Hollywood.
Mm, okay.
Is that something you'd like to do?
I would love to be in Hollywood. To meet the two and a half men. Not the two and a half men, sorry.
Meet the two and a half men? Is that a dream of yours?
Well, yes, obviously. But I meant Big Bang Theory because, as we all know, BNL did the song for it, so.
Oh, boy.
Which means straight to the top for old Stevie Webbers.
Straight to the top. That's the top for you, meeting the cast of a show that features a song written by your favorite, well, not even your favorite band, just a band that you enjoy and have seen seven times.
Bazinga.
Oh, God damn it. All right, we are entering this show. Steven, do you have any plugs besides the obvious?
Well, I would say go see Barenaked Ladies live.
Oh, goddammit.
We all know the best part of the band is gone because of drugs. But, I mean, you can still listen to them. I mean, they have that album.
Yeah,
that
it's not like they went away. You know, it's not like their music has been erased from the internet. As far as we know, is anyone trying to do that, Snagglepuss?
I don't think so. I don't think they have any government secrets.
Oh, good. No one's trying to erase them from the internet.
They are from a different country, though, so...
So what, we're just going to not let their music in? We're going to ban them?
I mean, and build that wall, but...
Oh, God damn it. All right, we are going away now. Thank you so much, guys. You can follow the Unbelievables. What? Now I'm what do you just, want, Steven? Steven, I'm finding you slowly and more slowly deplorable.
I concur.
I mean, I was just talking about the Pink Panther, you know.
Okay.
I have a friend.
You have a friend. Okay, fine. Tell us about your friend.
He does movie nights.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I know a guy that does movie nights.
No, you don't.
Is this who I think it is?
His name is, like, Greg Darn or something like that. I don't know.
Greg Darn. No, I don't know him. Never mind. You continue. No.
He hosts a movie night at Mayhalls every month. He puts, like, little trailers and commercials and stuff like that before him because, you know, he's autistic like that.
What and where is Mayhalls? Because if people want to go... Lakewood, Ohio. Okay, that's
helpful. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like a bowling alley, but a venue and stuff, too. But he's showing, since Steve Martin's coming to Cleveland next month, he's showing a Steve Martin movie called The Jerk?
The Jerk?
It's on September 9th.
Okay.
Never forget.
sure, and, of course.
You know, starring George Dunn.
Who's that?
The Jerk.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good one, Snagglepuss. I liked that. That was a good burn.
I told you I used to do stand-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Did you ever roast the audience, Snagglepuss?
Only if they asked for it.
Oh, I'm assuming that's if they were being rude.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got that.
He sees the way they're dressed. He's there.
Why, he's a pink cat. I imagine it's hard to come back with some good clapbacks.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, come to that. September 9th.
September 9th. So it's going to be The Jerk, and usually George does double features. Is there a second?
No, he realized people don't want to sit for 4.5 hours watching movies in a steel chair, so...
So he's showing one at a time.
He's done one movie now.
He's still got his ads, though, from the era, right?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Usually.
Maybe you could put one of my Cocoa Pebbles commercials on.
That would actually be really nice. You could hook him up?
Please send it to him.
Yeah. I will.
Greg
Darn.
He owes me.
Snagglepuss, it's George Dunn, and maybe he does owe you. He was kind of a jerk, so maybe he can stick one of your ads on there. That would be great. I would love to see that.
I would forgive all.
I would love to see
prior.
It,
what?
I'd love to see it, honestly.
Oh, you would love to see it? Yes. Well, maybe we'll see you there. Maybe Steven will be there. Snaggle, I would love for you to show up, but I know you're in hiding. So
I can't wait to tell Greg Darn.
We've said his name several times, Steven. You have to know his name by now.
I can't wait to hear Greg Darn have all of his friends tell him they're all going to be there, and then none of them show up.
Oh, that sounds familiar. All right, well, that's the end of the show. Thanks for interrupting me, Steven, to tell me all about George's show, which is good. Everyone should go to that show.
Who's that?
Greg Darn.
Oh,
also known as George Dunn.
Greg's a good guy.
That's Snagglepuss thinks that's debatable. Follow our show at T Unbelievables or The Unbelievables on Twitter and listen to the show every week. I am Mike Calhoun. Johnny Trowbridge is not here, but he'll be here next week. And that's it. That's all we have for you. So goodbye, everyone. Fare thee well. I want to thank my guest, Snagglepuss. I would have thanked Devin, but he's not here. But yeah, maybe we'll get word back to him. And of course, Steven Weber, the man who holds the world record for seeing bare naked ladies 7 times in concert. Thanks for sneaking into the show.
It's been 1 week since you
heavens to Murgatroyd.
Goodbye.
Inside said I'm angry.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Hey guys, this is number 8 Ohio-ranked professional featherweight fighter for Drew Schottenheimer, and I'm here to tell you that when I'm not too busy training or kicking ass, I'm listening to ANA MMA.
On the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Bitches.
Yeah!
No. Lousy Weather Media. Ohio's known for lousy weather. My retro vendors keep me ever freshin'. And she acquired pleasure from applied pressure. Want the fruits of my labor, this is nectar. I stay translucent, never showing no emotion. While I'm standing in the snow wearing rain clothing. Been taught I look like a product of J.K. Rowling. That would explain how I'm creating all this magic. Get hooked on his diction like a bad habit. When your words are acrobatic, creating straight havoc. Trying to go down in the books is a valid savage. And retired to a beach.
What you sleeping
on a money hammock.
It's Slip
with a dollar sign. It's rainclothing.com. Lousyweathermedia.com. .com.
That's kind of why they shoehorned Chris Jericho into that angle, was because they were like, oh, we can't make this David Otunga or whoever the fuck I'm talking about. David Otunga, what the fuck am
David
I?
Batista?
What the fuck am I even talking about?
Where did David Otunga come from?
I feel like I literally just fell asleep. And then everything I just said the past 10 minutes was a dream. I have no fucking clue what the fuck I was talking about. Pretty clear babyface and heel program here.
And then David Otunga.
I started thinking about fucking muscle guys with their shirts off or something.
David, we're doing it for the first time.
I don't know what the fuck.
The Lousy Wrestling Podcast. America's shittiest wrestling podcast. Only available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Boom shakalaka!
Non-stop 2 times a week action.
From long range.
With your host, me, Chris Clem.
He's on fire.
It's a basketball podcast devoted to the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers. And sometimes the Indians, Browns, or whatever I feel like.
With the sweet finger roll.
Featuring interviews, insightful hard-hitting commentary, characters, and comedy sketches.
Whoa! Kaboom!
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I love this game! Every Monday and Thursday on CavsCast.com or LousyWeatherMedia.com.
All the cool kids are doing it after all. And you want to be cool, don't you? I mean, come on, don't you?